This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Ryan Famuliner. Former Republican Congressman Wendell Bailey has joined a crowded field of candidates hoping to fill a vacancy in Southeast Missouri's 8th Congressional District. Bailey announced his candidacy today to succeed U.S. Representative Joanne Emerson, who's resigning to lead the National Rural Electric Cooperative Association. Candidates for a special election will be chosen by Republican and Democratic committees instead of through primaries. Bailey says there are 20 or more Republicans seeking Emerson's seat. If he's chosen as the nominee, Bailey says he would serve the remainder of Emerson's term but would not seek re-election in 2014. He says that would allow Republicans to hold a primary election without an incumbent, giving all candidates a fair chance to compete. In a press release today, the University of Missouri Athletic Department announced it secured a pledge of $6.4 million over the next 10 years toward its Tiger Scholarship Fund. The donors asked to remain anonymous. In the release, MU Director of Athletics Mike Alden said the money will help their programs compete in the Southeastern Conference and nationally. He also said the money will allow the department to enhance its facilities and amenities, in addition to supporting scholarships for athletes. A bank says that most investors in the failed Mamtec factory project in Moberly will soon begin receiving small payments from a recent auction of the company's equipment. Bondholder trustee UMB Bank filed a notice this week with federal regulators. In it, UMB said checks will go out this week for about 6 cents on every $1 to most people who owned bonds in the failed Mamtec U.S. sucralose factory in Moberly. The $2.1 million being distributed represents proceeds of an equipment auction held October 24th and a portion of the remaining reserves. Construction stalled on the plant after a bond payment was missed in August 2011. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports the bank is retaining $1 million to pay future bankruptcy court expenses. Missouri's rate of population growth is lagging behind most of the rest of the country. New figures from the U.S. Census Bureau estimate that Missouri gained about 13,000 residents from July 2011 to July 2012. That translates to a growth rate of 0.2%, which ranks Missouri 42nd among all states and the District of Columbia. In the 2010 census, Missouri also showed slower growth than other places in the U.S., resulting in the loss of a seat in the U.S. House of Representatives in the redistricting based on those numbers. In these numbers from 2011 to 2012, among neighboring states, Missouri's population grew at a faster rate than only that of Illinois. North Dakota had the highest growing rate in the nation at 2.2% over the past year. The nation's overall population grew at a rate of 0.75%. The only states that had an estimated decline in population were Rhode Island and Vermont. For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Famuliner.